On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. PSU men's basketball team last weekend split at Winona and Upper Iowa will be at home this weekend. NSIC opener at home against Northern and U Mary. Jake Shallow with us. Career high 21 points on Saturday, 15 of them in the last 13 minutes. What clicked?
I don't know. I got some open shots. Teammates found me, and I knocked them down. And then at the end of the game, when they were falling, got the ball and got to the line and knocked down free throws.
You guys last year lost a lot of close games. What's it take this year that you're putting away a few teams anyway down the stretch?
I think just the one-year experience. Our team was really young last year, and we're still got a lot of younger guys this year. But just that one more year of being in close games and having to seal them out, I think it's already shown at the start of this year.
You guys were the preseason number 7 pick in the league. You lost to the number 2 and number 3 teams in the preseason rankings. Do you guys maybe feel like you let a couple slip away that you maybe should have been in those two games or not?
They were both chances for us to prove that we belonged up in that spot, and we did kind of let those slip away by not playing our best, and just got to keep knocking out the teams that are on our schedule and try and get back up there and have another chance at them.
What's the difference playing at home?
The familiarity. We're in there every day for practice, and you know everything about it. You know the gym, the floor, the hoops, everything, and it's a little bit more comfortable than when you're on the road.
This is a tough time of the year for any athlete with finals week and the holidays and everything else. Is it hard to focus?
It is once you're away from it, but when you come in for practice, you just got to kind of stay in for those two and a half hours and just knock out as much as you can during that, and then all your other free time, then worry about finals. And when the time comes for Christmas, then it's just the time, I guess.
Well, can you just talk about the difference of playing at Winona, which is a pretty raucous environment, to going to Upper Iowa, which, I mean, there's only 1,000 people in the whole town. What's the difference?
I don't know. You just, once you're focused in on the game, I mean, the crowd does play a big role in it sometimes, but if you just focus on the game and what your job is and what you're trying to get done, it doesn't play too big of a factor.
You guys feel pretty comfortable every night knowing that, you know, you maybe don't have one go-to guy, but you got a lot of guys that can score, a lot of guys that can put up points, that you don't have to rely on one guy all the time, like, say, James.
Yeah, it's really nice. Our depth is a big asset to our team right now because we got a lot of guys that can come in and fill different roles. It's not like we need one or two guys scoring every time. Each game it could be somebody different going for whatever.
What are you expecting this week out of Northern and Mary?
We always expect the sweep, but that's what we're hoping for, and we just got to keep working for that. But we know they're going to be good teams, and we know it's no guarantees.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.